This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is retired Israeli Brigadier General Elihu Ben-Oon, who is now a very prominent talk show host in Israel. He joins me now from Jerusalem to offer his thoughts on news that the Palestinians are trying to convince the United Nations to basically unilaterally declare Palestinian statehood. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that is not the way to achieve statehood, that it has to happen through dialogue between the Israelis and Palestinians. In general, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, is this a surprise to you that the Palestinians are making this push? And if this push continues, what do you expect from the UN?
Well, this is not a surprise at all, because lately the Palestinians tried to find another way to attract the international media, the international, the UN or the United States. A couple of weeks ago, Abu Mazen, the leader of the Palestinian Authority, known as Mahmoud Abbas, said that he will resign and will not run again for another convention as chairman of the Palestinian Authority on elections, which are supposed to be taken on January, in the middle of January next year, I mean in 2 months from now. And after he said he will not run for that position, now we hear that he might go to the UN and ask to declare about independence of the Palestinian Authority. I think this is internal Palestinian issues regarding the Hamas and other internal issues, and it is it's not a surprise at all. That's my answer to your question.
Given the general attitude of the United Nations towards the Middle East crisis and how they view a Palestinian aggression versus Israeli military actions, such as in Gaza late last year, what would be the impact of the UN actually declaring this?
Well, let's see, what does it mean, independence? Practically, the Palestinians do have their own autonomy and kind of independence. They have a government, they have a prime minister, they have a president, Mr. Abu Mazen, they have ambassadors all around the Arab world, they have a kind of ambassadors in Ramallah, so-called the capital of the Palestinians. They have all signs of independent country. But to run a country is not just a declaration. To run a country, you have to go out of an agreement, out of understanding, that if the Palestinian state, if it will come without agreements, they don't have any access for water, for example. They don't have any way to use electricity. They don't have any airport. They don't have any access to the sea. So how can you declare that you have an independence without talking to your neighbors and find a way to agree about it? This is the most important thing, that to remember that the Palestinian Authority was born in 1993, 16 years ago, in the Oslo Accords between Israel and the Palestinians. This is an agreement between two sides. If Israel wouldn't agree in 1993, that time Shimon Peres was our foreign minister and Yitzhak Rabin, later Yitzhak Rabin was the prime minister of the state of Israel, if they haven't signed the Oslo Accords agreements with President Clinton, we'll never have a Palestinian Authority. So declaration is nice for newspapers and headlines, but there's no meaning on the ground if it will not be out of understanding and mutual agreement.
Do you think it would lead to an increase in violence?
No, because I think, it's, again, remember Hamas in Gaza is an arrival, actually an enemy of the Fatah in the West Bank, in what we call Judea and Samaria, in the occupied territories. So what do we speak? Which Palestinian state? Hamas Palestinian state or Fatah Palestinian state? And who will be the leader? Or maybe we'll have two Palestinian states? So what kind of solution is it? Who you are declaring for? For the people of Ramallah or for the people of Gaza? So first they have to sit down and find their way to be, if it's possible, I doubt if it's possible, to be united again, the Palestinian people. As long as they are not united, and actually they killing each other, they used to kill each other, and now they are under a big tension, what does it mean to have elections or to declare independence. So I think, again, since Mahmoud Abbas decided not to run for a new position in January and he canceled his decision to have elections at all in the Palestinian streets, so now it's a new maybe gimmick or maybe trick. I don't know if you use this word in English. So they try to play time. I don't know what for, because if America will put a veto, so they might lose. You must remember that officially they declared on a Palestinian state on 1988, 21 years ago in Algiers. But to go from declaration to a practical state, you must go to negotiation table.
General, do you believe that the United States and this current administration has Israel's best interests at heart?
Well, as I told you before, many Israelis are a little bit concerned about the policy of this administration. We were more felt better during the administration of President Bush and President Clinton. This administration, some Israelis feel not so safe. Even President Clinton is now in Jerusalem. He came for the Saban Forum kind of a conference, and he said loudly on Israel television, President Obama is not your enemy, he's your friend. Trust President Obama. So if Mr. Clinton decided to come to Jerusalem to be the lawyer of the administration of Mr. Obama, this gives you a sign that he understands that many Israelis are very disappointed from the position of President Obama. So what will happen in the UN, I don't know. But I hope America will keep the good relations with Israel as it used to be in the past.
What specifically are people disappointed with in the current administration?
President Obama came to the Middle East. He went to Cairo and he spoke about the state of Israel. And he mentioned the fact that Israel was born after the Holocaust, which is true historically. But Israel has right on the land of Israel and in Jerusalem, not because of the Holocaust, thousands of years before. So everybody in Israel said, if the president doesn't understand why we have the right to live in Jerusalem, why the Jewish people went back to their home, Jewish land, homeland, so this is a great disappointment, because never any president in the history between Israel and America put his, let's say, his analyzing or his way as he did during the Cairo speech a couple of months ago. So we got the feeling that he is not so much supporting the state of Israel and doesn't understand very clear what happened with the terrorist activities against Israel during the war last year from Gaza. And he wants to be an honest and a right mediator in the Middle East. This is, of course, many Israelis welcome him. But generally speaking, majority of the Israelis are very disappointed from his policy towards Israel.
General, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us, as always.
Thank you very much, and God bless America and Israel.
Thank you, sir. Retired Israeli Brigadier General Elihu Ben-O, now a very prominent and a popular talk show host in Israel. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.